Hey everybody, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And welcome to Barefaced. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome.
Super exciting brand of the week episode this week. So for those who missed it, we did an amazing podcast with Cole, who is the founder of Cleanish Skincare and The Skinnest. And she is actually joining us again to discuss her products for our brand of the week.
Woohoo! Yes, we just had so much to talk about that we didn't have time to go into the products, which is obviously the main part of the business. So we're super excited. Thank you so much, Cole, for joining us again and making time out of your schedule to talk with us. But we are going to jump right into it. Cole, what product do you want to start out with?
Let's just do it in order so we can start with the Living Water.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes. I love this. Tell us about this, this product, why you made it, what it's great for, you know, how people should use it, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so the Living Water is my lazy girl product because I'm lazy and I don't want to wash my face every day. I don't wash my face in the morning. I don't believe in that. I live in Colorado, and if you've never been here, people
are dry as shit.
Yeah, like it's the truth. People are obsessed with the mountains, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you forgot about the fact that we look 60 at 35. Can we? That's way more important than literally anything else. So I just needed a good micellar water that was cleaner than anything that I was using. But when I worked in Korean beauty, guys, I tried this micellar water that had more skincare ingredients and less ingredients to like create micelles. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't need toner or anything else if I do this. So I wanted something that kind of covered all those bases. So this is my morning cleanser. I just like put it on a reusable cotton round and wipe my face down and then go right in with my products. It removes makeup. So you can use it for that. I'm still a believer of double cleansing, but like my secondary cleansing product has not reached you guys yet.
It's coming.
I'm so excited.
This is the first we're hearing about it, by the way. So there is no reaction. Like we didn't know that a cleanser was coming. So we're very excited.
And can I say, I've used that to take off my makeup and it does a really, really good job. Like I don't feel like there's still makeup left, which is pretty impressive for even like a regular micellar water. Like the only one that, I mean, you've probably heard on the podcast, I'm obsessed with Bioderma. I think this one is equally comparable, if not better, personally. Like I think it doesn't leave that nasty residue that a lot of like drugstore micellar waters sometimes leave. I don't feel stripped, but I still feel clean. And like you said, the ingredient list is so much better than what's on like Bioderma is not a bad ingredient list, but it could be better. And this one definitely fits that bill.
Thank you so much. I'm so touched to hear that. I would honestly kind of say, guys, it's because there's a PHA in here and like, cause it breaks down. So like you use it every day cause it's gentle enough. But like it breaks down all that makeup and like that surface dirt because I'm always cleaner when I use this than when I use another micellar water. Mm-hmm. And like, I still do the comparison like on a regular basis. Cause like, I just, you know, we're checking in.
Want to touch in base, right. Yeah.
So yeah, this is the number one, your daytime and your nighttime. It's good for like all skin types. It's got witch hazel in it. So it's a little bit astringent. I mean, like if you're ultra, ultra sensitive, you might want to, you know, swap your other micellar water in with it. But thus far, I have yet to encounter anybody, even sensitive skin, that didn't love the product. So that makes me super excited.
Yeah, I actually really like this product to use after working out because it just really, especially on my neck and or my chest and my back, because, you know, sports bras can just kind of get gross. So if I don't have access to a shower right away, I really, really like this and it's so refreshing, especially in the morning. And I think, I mean, I'm at altitude now and I'm very dry and it didn't leave my skin dry. So that's what I like is that I can use it in the morning in place of a cleanser and it mm-hmm. still gets me like super refreshed, but not to the point where I'm like parched.
10 out of 10.
I'm so glad. Okay. So coming second is the Harvest Fluid. Oh, this is like this. The most antioxidant rich possible product I could come up with.
It looks like orange juice and mango juice, like in a bottle. The color is so pretty. And the texture is like dreamy. It's like silky. So it's amazing. Yes.
I love how we're also holding and testing these products as we go as a group. It's really interactive and I'm here for it.
I'm also doing it. Like, I don't bottle these products weekly.
Right. Oh, like, this is the first time I've ever seen it.
Right.
The important thing about the Harvest Fluid is that it's full of antioxidants. That's why it's called the Harvest Fluid. Like, lots of fruits and seeds. I can like hone in on any ingredient in here. Things I very specifically like are the pomegranate extract. I love green tea. I really like reishi mushroom. I grew up having to like take it as a powder supplement.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I got really into it.
So what does reishi do for your skin?
It's kind of like one of those like all in one ingredients, but it does like hydration. It's just an antioxidant. I can't say that like it's more effective than like any other antioxidant, but mushrooms are adaptogenic, so like they mm-hmm. relieve stress and it really helps with redness.
Yeah,
that's why I love it.
I always associate it with anti-inflammation.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because Sarah, you love that adaptogen cream from Youth's People, and that has reishi, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've tried a couple different products that have reishi mushroom in it, which is why this product specifically, geez, tripping over my words, was the one that I, like, the second I saw that, it's one of the first call-outs you make on your website. I was like, ooh, this is for me. Like, I'm here for it. I also, like, I do suffer from a little bit of indigestion, and there is a company called Four Sigmatics, and they have, like, a reishi mushroom. I think I've done like their hot chocolate before because I'm not like into their coffees and stuff. But it's really, really good for just like soothing your innards. That's a weird way to phrase it, but
I drink the coffee every day.
Yeah. I'm at a brand founder and it's so good.
It's awesome. I love, love, love coffee, but it's really hard on my gut. So I swapped to Four Sigma a couple months ago and like I love it.
Four Sigma. How do you spell that? Is it F-O-U-R or F-O-R?
F-O-U-R.
F-O-U-R.
Okay. I've not heard of it. I mean, honestly, Cole, you and I used to work with Moon Juice, and that really was my introduction to adaptogens. And I love her powders. Her protein powder is amazing because there's so many weird protein powders out there just with like crap. And hers, I really, really like. They're just a little bit on the pricey side, but that was really my first foray and education into adaptogens, in general. Also, I wanted to quickly see if you could touch on CoQ10 because it's not really that common of an ingredient that we see called out, but Cole, you and I saw it called out quite a bit in a few of the products that we used to sell on the brand that we worked with. And I believe it's in the Harvest Fluid. And I was wondering if you could speak to why you included that.
Sure. Again, guys, it's all antioxidants. I wanted all of it to be like super anti-inflammatory, super calming and soothing to the skin, really nutrient dense. And Hannah and I worked with some brands that used CoQ10 and I just really liked what it did for the skin. Mm-hmm. And I think that I try to not pick like crazy rare ingredients. And I guess like working in clean beauty, I didn't think of CoQ10 as like being a crazy rare ingredient. It's really good internally also. And like it's the same with reishi. Like I grew up with a lot of these things being like a fundamental part of my diet.
Right.
And so like I didn't take reishi because like it was gut soothing. I would take it because like I was sick with something, but like what adaptogens do would also help my body to heal from what I was sick from. So that's kind of how I ended up with a lot of these ingredients, was that like it was something that like we took as a kid.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. but like this also has skincare benefits. Like this is also anti-inflammatory, et cetera.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, I've definitely seen, I've gone on this before, but like my redness is not something that goes away no matter like what I really do with it. But I have noticed this has like at least subdued it a little bit, like especially right after applying, I notice I have less intense redness. So it's definitely helping with that, which I appreciate.
Love that. So I used to always tell clients, I can topically treat you for redness, but like it's probably something going on in your gut.
Oh, 100%. It's the fact I eat gluten. I know this because I gave up gluten for like 6 weeks and it almost completely went away. And I was like, I can't. I need that bread in my life. So, but I've told clients that before as well. Yes. Yeah.
So it's just like I try to essentially like replicate what they would do to help treat your gut, but like in a bottle. So like this is the topical solution. It'll help. But like it's like dairy. If you are lactose intolerant, you will break out because of it. I am lactose intolerant, you know.
Yeah.
Some things work for you, some things don't.
Right.
Okay, so the next product I'm gonna do is the Dream Fluid. Named as such, so you remember to use it at nighttime only.
So smart.
We tried. And then also, guys, like the Harvest Fluid is light packaging, so like daytime, and then the Dream Fluid is dark packaging, so nighttime.
Oh my god. Sorry, I just knocked something so over. Stupid. I feel so stupid also, Sarah, because I didn't put that together.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, this smells so good. I will say, I'm not usually like a botanically smell person where like I like that very like earthy fragrances, but these are so pleasant.
They really are. Oh. They kind of have a little bit of the earthiness mixed with the citrus, and I'm a sucker for a real citrus scent. I mean, actually not even real. Like, you know, that ginger souffle from Origins, that stuff. Oh. I would bathe my, like, I loved the smell of that.
Smell is really important because like when I think back to when I started in clean beauty, I liked herbaceous smells because, like, again, I grew up around that kind of stuff, but people don't always.
And like, I'm not.
They would be offended by smells. So I tried to pick things that, like, I thought would generally smell good.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny too is like when I first got this package, I did open them, smell them, and they are quite strong in the bottle. So I kind of was like, ooh, I wonder if I'm actually going to like this. But the second you apply it to your skin, it is just this beautiful like aroma. And I love that it's not super lasting. Like you get it while you're applying, you get that like sensorial experience, but you don't have it to where it's like sticking on you all day. Like you have it while you apply it and then it's like, I'm done.
That's my pet peeve with products is when I can smell it 30 minutes after applying my lotion. Like, why? I totally agree with you, Sarah.
I don't want to be able to smell like a fragrance on my face. Like an hour later, I catch a whiff and I'm like, is that my cheek? So I had a favorite product that I didn't really want to give up in clean beauty, but that was not affordable and like, a big thing for me was that like the products were accessible and that they were affordable. So I had like a formula that I was trying to get close to, or maybe like I won't say a formula I was trying to get close to, like a product that I was trying to get close to that like I would get similar effects, but like I could spend less money and so could other people. So that's kind of the idea behind the Dream Fluid. So nighttime only, it's enzymatic. So it does like mild exfoliation and skin cell turnover. Again, there's reishi in here because we just love it. But it's the papaya and the pomegranate extracts that do like the exfoliation step. And then one of my all-time favorite ingredients is Centella acidica, which is in here.
Yes. Do you say acidica or asiatica?
So when I worked in Korean beauty, they said acidica.
Okay, then I have to change the way I say it because I'm going to trust that more than the training I got from Sephora.
So it was like the biggest ingredient when I was working in Korean beauty. Like everybody was obsessed with Cica, and it's super duper duper anti-inflammatory. And so I love it and I kind of want it in everything, but this was the product that I chose it for.
And for those listening, Centella AZ, what did you say? Saying the wrong way. You said acidica. Yeah. So Centella acidica is Cica. So when you see Cica, it's usually Cica in the marketing. And then on the ingredient list, it will say Centella Acidica, but
unless this... you're a brand that says you have it in there and don't actually put it in there. Laneige. No shade, no tea. Sorry. Sorry. That was like the biggest pet peeve. It was like one of the last products that launched when I was working, like
the in green New York, sleeping like, mask.
Yeah. There is no Santella acidica in it at all. It's not in the ingredient list. It pisses me off. Like there's a lot of other great ingredients. It's a good product. I'm not saying it's not good, but there's no Santella acidica unless there's like a different way you could like make it in a lab, which like I'm sure there
ingredient
is.
Name?
Oh I'm my God. Sure it's called something else, but like Santella acidica is not on that ingredient list.
Okay. So I can probably catch you there. So it's a plant. So there is no, and it's used a lot in Ayurvedic medicine. I learned about it in herbalism as Gota Kola. So GOTUKOLA, two separate words, go to cola.
I'm going to look it up and see because I want to know.
Oh, they call it the hypoallergenic cica sleeping mask.
Because it's on my packaging as Gota Kola, not as Santella acidica, because Santella acidica is a scientific name and I skipped scientific names on my packaging because they
I
don't
appreciate that.
It's in here as Asiaticoside.
Oh, okay.
Is that what the same thing? And there's also azelaic acid.
There's also one that starts with an M,
La Luca alternifolia. Oh no, just kidding. No, that's
tea tree.
I'm sorry.
I can't. I don't know. It starts with like Mata something. M A D G Madagascar. Well,
I don't think it's
side,
in.
Like
I don't
that.
Think it's in this one. But anyway, that's I mean, back to. Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, we don't have to talk about Laneige anymore. But I like that you explained that because that definitely helped me.
Yeah, so it has other names, okay. And like there's some other things that it could be in there under, but it's not uncommon for big brands to do that kind of stuff. La Mer.
No. Oh, we just shade La Mer so much on this podcast, and I love it so much. Your hydrogenated vegetable oil, La Mer. Yeah,
strong feelings. Quickly before we move on to your last product, I just want to say, I was so excited when you made the Dream Fluid because you know how much I love my overnight serums. You know exactly which one I would buy time and time again. And this is literally a dream come true. Now, I know that might be cheesy because of the name, but I love when I can wake up in the morning and my skin is calm, but the look is just so refined. Like my redness has gone down. I have this post-acne hyperpigmentation that's been there for years and it just looks so smooth. So I love it and I want to thank you for creating this product.
My pleasure. I remember like when it came to me in a sample in the package and I opened it and I was like, Mom, smell this. Do you know that smell? And she was like, I do. And like we were testing it and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for Hannah to try this.
I love that. Now, when you use this, you would recommend, even though I don't be like, it's just enzymatic exfoliators, but it is an exfoliator. So you would not recommend using any other exfoliator or like retinol type product or retinoid type product with it, correct? You just want to use this on its own with like hydrators?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would just like swap it in your routine, like with your retinols. Also guys, don't forget there's a little bit of retinol in the harvest fluid, like enough that I wear, like it's a small enough amount that like I wear it in the daytime because it's really the idea of like all the antioxidants working together and less the idea of like any one of them is like extraordinarily potent on their own.
And I knew there was retinol in one of your products and I forgot. It is the harvest fluid. It's not the dream fluid. Okay.
I mean, I've actually been using the harvest at night because I don't actually like to use any actives during the daytime because I notice I just get really sensitive to it. And I've noticed it definitely helps smooth a little bit. So that makes a lot of sense.
So it's got the vitamin C and the retinol in it. And like I said, like small enough amounts, if you wear sunscreen every day, like you're okay. If you don't wear sunscreen every day, you need to make different life choices, first of all.
I was going to say, Cole, do you wear sunscreen every day?
Guys, I walked my dog without sunscreen on today, and I was like standing outside, and I was like, this is a terrible idea.
When I did Rover, I had to take the dogs out at like 5:30 in the morning and just to go pee, right? So I obviously rolled out of bed, barely was a, you know, human when I took the dog out. But then, he, you know, she'd have to go out again between like 7:30 and 8:00. And don't get me wrong, I always went back to bed, so I never showered or did anything, but I always did two things, is I like put on some real clothes and I put sunscreen on, because you always
have to have really bad about my sunscreen recently. I need to get better at it.
Shame on you, Sarah. How dare you?
I know. I'm awful. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I just like the ones I've been testing, like I like, but I'm not like in love with. So I need to like, I'm trying to work through all my stash before I buy more, but.
Proud of you. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm trying real hard. Anyways, let's talk about your last product, because I just tried this and I'm so bitter. I had to wait for.
I'm going to reapply as we talk about it.
Okay.
It's just.
I was finishing up another. I'm going to say it's an oil. I was finishing up another oil before using this. And I was like, oh, I just have to get through this bottle. And I basically like got to the point where I probably had two or three uses still in that oil, but it was from The Ordinary. It was really cheap. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. And just like slapped it on my face and like rubbed it all up and down my arms just so I could get to this oil. Cause it looks so heavenly. I'm actually also going to reapply now that we're sitting here and talking about it.
Yeah.
So glad you guys like it. So the People's Elixir is called as such because I wanted it to be for like everybody. And I realized how hard it is to make an oil for everybody because people have all these preconceived notions about oil, la, la, la. But like, I tried to pick ingredients that were really nourishing and really healing for the skin. And then like, I tried to pick basically nothing that I thought would be irritating so that it would be like the widest variety of skin types possible. So black cumin seed oil is like my favorite thing. The flower used to be like a part of my logo, when I had ink, and it just is good for everything. So like, it's something that you can take as a supplement and it's really good for you internally. I mean, like it tastes terrible. And like, sometimes I throw it up because like it's oil on my empty gut in the morning. But for skin, it's really good for like eczema and healing a wide variety of skin problems. And then not being like irritating.
Human seed oil, sorry, is something that you, I think, are the only one who really talks about. Like, you were the one who introduced it to me back when we were working together like 4 years ago. And I think that that's something that's incredibly, incredibly unique. And I would love if you could just go a little bit into why you ingest it, or why you also apply it. Like, what is it about this particular oil versus other oils that really speaks to you?
So found out about it because it was, again, like another thing that like we grew up taking or using in the house.
Yeah.
And my dad would give it to, like, he would take it every day, I think for like heart health, and like blood pressure, and like it's internally good for like a kind of a wide variety of things. And I played with so many things at home that like we used, like I would be like, I wonder what would happen like if I mix this with a skincare product.
Got it.
So I was whipping up like facial oils, and my dad was like, you should try this in there. It's supposed to be really healing for the skin. And so I did more research, and like the facts were coming back. Like, there was really good support for using it for eczema and acne and like, oh, dryness. And like, I was like, okay, I could see where like this would be good in a formula for a wide variety of skin types. And like, I always want to try to treat as many types of skin as possible with like a single product. So I made a facial oil with it, and like, I don't really like the way it smells on its own. And so I just ended up like mixing it with other things. It's like a little, it's real thick.
Yeah.
In texture, and it needed to be like thinned out a little bit. And so I just started to mix it with like some of my other favorite oils. And like, eventually we got to like the product that I thought would work for the most number of people.
I think this is a knock out of the park. Like, I haven't really been using facial oils, and I think it's because I've been moving literally like every month, every couple of weeks. I don't really have one address right now. So I've just been in transition the past 4 months, but I don't want something that's going to spill, and I haven't really been buying products. So I haven't really been having, like, I usually have argan oil, rosehip seed oil, tamanu oil, and castor oil with me. that I get from Mountain Rose Herbs. But what I love about this is that I've been so dry and I just apply literally 2 drops in my moisturizer, and I don't have to reapply moisturizer throughout the day. I don't get that super like tight feeling when I use this. So I absolutely, absolutely am in love with this product.
So it's daytime and nighttime. It's pretty thick in texture. I like squalene in there because that's like a generally good, again, for like everybody, good for all skin types, soothing. And I use essential oils. I know like a lot of people are anti-essential oil. An appropriate formula should be 5% or less of essential oil. And like that should pretty much be okay. I tried to again pick nothing that I thought would be like irritating. So like lavender, I use lemongrass. It's brightening, but mostly guys, it makes it smell really good. And like lemongrass is a smell that like is unoffensive to most people. Yeah. And then
manuka. It's very uplifting.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
And then manuka essential oil.
Yeah, I had never heard of manuka essential oil. I've heard of like manuka honey and people using that in skincare and obviously taking that internally or eating it, taking it internally. Who am I? But manuka essential oil, I've never heard of before.
Manuka honey is called as such because like the bees pollinate the manuka tree.
Right.
And like they get the nutrients from there and it high powers the honey. I'm not going to like purport to know some shit that I don't know. So I don't know how it works. But I do know that like I really like taking manuka honey. I really like using it in masks and that kind of stuff. So I, in one of my like middle of the night research benders, I like found out about manuka essential oil and I was like, gotta try this. And like, again, it was something that I found that was good for so many different skin types and like so many different skin problems. It was good for like fine lines and pigmentation problems and like eczema and like all these things. And I was like, bam, this is the next ingredient we're going to test out. And then it was great. I hate the way it smells. Again, like with the lemongrass. And like, I don't think other people would hate it, but it does have kind of like a sweet smell that's gross to me personally. So it needed to be like blended down with a variety of other essential oils to kind of like cut that.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. That makes total sense. Like I knew it was the manuka plant, but I don't know why I never assumed that you would. That you could get, I feel like of course you could get an essential oil out of that or some sort of oil out of that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, I think all of these products are, I don't even have words for them because they are so high quality. And I don't want this to sound offensive because it's definitely not, but like, I wasn't expecting to have such a small, like basically startup at this point. Like you just launched this brand to have such phenomenal products. And I don't know why I thought that because we've obviously talked about lots of brands that are smaller that have phenomenal products, but they function, like I've said, even better than some of like the $50, $60 serums we've tried. They like, is, I think hands down the best oil I've ever used. And I just, it's so inspiring to hear your story and to like have these products. And I'm in love with them. I know I'm going to have to repurchase them from you and make sure that like we're supporting your small business and like as it grows into a massive business because it's going places.
For sure. And Cole, I did also, we talked about packaging a little bit on the last episode, on Wednesday's episode, but do you want to quickly talk about your recycling program and why the labels are the way that they are?
Oh yeah, sure. So I take the bottles back, guys, so that I could reuse them and I'll just sterilize them when they get here and repackage them. They come all apart, like capped from little, what is that little glass? Dropper.
Right.
And it helps me to keep my prices affordable. And like, I give you guys a discount. So for every 4 products that you return to me, you get a 20% coupon code that'll be sent to you like in an email within. So you'll email me, I'll email you back within like 48 hours with your coupon code. And then I'll also send you the postage. So I pay the postage and all you have to do is send the bottles back to me. And it just helps me to keep my costs low so that I have to buy less bottles. And then it lets me like give you guys something for recycling because we need to be good to the environment.
Yeah. And the labels are biodegradable, right?
Yeah. Like, so like water? They're not sealed in any plastic or anything. So like they will just pretty much fall apart in water on their own. It makes it really easy for me when I want to like wash a bucket of bottles at a time and like throw them in their sterilization stuff. And I can just like stir it around and all the stuff will fall apart.
Yeah.
So that just makes it easy for me, but then it makes it easy for you. If you want to keep your bottles and use them for other things, keep them and use them. Just please don't put them in the trash. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. but if you want to keep them, use them, then like, you don't have to be like, okay, I have to carry this label around with me for the rest of my life. Right. And right. use this bottle and everybody will always know like where it came from.
Right. Yeah. Well, I love that. I mean, Sarah and I, we have talked about how there is an increasing need and increasing, like more brands are coming out with, you know, being sustainable and really saying how they're sustainable. And of course, it just makes us want to support that brand more because we know that they're doing more than just offering us great products. So absolutely. Cole, I think that's amazing that you've already thought about that literally from the get-go, which obviously makes sense because it's just, you know, it's who you are, it's how you're raised, and it's the environment that you are in and will continue to, you know, be in. So I just really wanted to call that out there for anyone listening.
Thanks for reminding me. I kind of forget to.
We've covered a lot, so it makes sense if you forgot.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I do take bottles back. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And so, then Cole, if people are interested in following you and getting more information, where can they reach out to you at?
Absolutely. So you can always go to my website, which is theskinnest.com. It's the only place that Cleanish products are available. You can send me an email, which is my name. That's Cole, K-O-H-L, at theskinnest.com, or you can check me out on social media, theskinnest, the_skinnest, or cleanish_skincare. And I also customize formulas and stuff, guys. So if you have the oil doesn't work for you, I can reformulate and like make you a small personal batch.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Well, awesome. Cole, thank you so much for recording 2 episodes with us and obviously for creating this amazing brand and these products. We absolutely love them and we loved having you on. So thank you so, so much. If you guys have any questions for us, you can follow us and DM us. Our Instagram is bareface.podcast.
And we also have a Gmail, which is barefaced.podcast@gmail.com. And you can send us all of your recommendations, like Hannah said, your products, anything you want us to cover, brands you'd like us to look into more. And we also have a Facebook page. So if you want to follow us there, it is Barefaced, a beauty podcast.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Cole, thank you again. Absolutely love chatting. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.